Gasoline prices are soaring here in the U.S. and around much of the world, but not in Venezuela. It costs about one U.S. dollar to fill up the tank in the South American country. That's because Venezuela has huge oil reserves itself, and because the socialist government of President Hugo Chavez uses some of the oil wealth to subsidize gasoline prices at home. So it's curious that the same government is now looking to encourage a mode of transportation that doesn't use gasoline at all. Venezuela is teaming up with Iran to produce bicycles in government-run socialist factories. The BBC's James Ingham is in Caracas, Venezuela. So what's the idea behind the bicycles there?
Well, like you say, it is rather curious. I have been in Venezuela for more than a year now, and I could probably count the number of people I've seen riding a bike on the fingers of one hand. But the government is now trying to encourage this alternative, if you like. But we'll have to wait and see how quickly this catches on.
Because I understand that it's not exactly a bike-friendly place there.
Well, it's not. Certainly from where I'm speaking in the center of Caracas, I would say I would probably have to be paid quite a lot of money to get on a bike, certainly during the busy working week. Caracas is a very congested city. It's not a bike-friendly place. So I think the idea of getting on a bike and commuting into work in Caracas is probably only for somebody with a death wish.
Okay, so if you have to have a death wish to go out on a bike there, and if the government of Venezuela is subsidizing the cost of gas, so gas is pretty cheap, as we said, one U.S. dollar to fill up the entire tank of your car, then what's the incentive?
Well, I think outside of Caracas, there's probably more of an incentive in smaller towns and in rural areas. I think the idea that if they're given an alternative means of transport by the government, possibly free or heavily subsidized, then they're going to certainly welcome that.
Now, free or heavily subsidized because the bikes are being built in so-called socialist factories.
Absolutely. This bike factory that has been built in Venezuela, it's due to be opened in the next few days, is a joint development between the Venezuelan government and the Iranian government. And actually, the bike factory is just one of a number. They've also got a cement factory and a factory producing cars and also tractors built using Iranian technology but built here in Venezuela.
All right, just one final question. I'm curious about Hugo Chavez's moves that have changed the lives of Venezuelans, not just this current push for the use of bicycles, but also what else he's done.
President Chavez has put in place a number of measures that he thinks will make Venezuela a nicer place to live, a place with a more just society. And this idea of creating a better citizen is certainly something that he sees as being influenced by the media. Just a couple of months ago, the Venezuelan government banned one of the TV stations here from showing The Simpsons during family hour, during a time when children might be watching the channel. The whole reason is that President Chavez and the people he rules here with believe that The Simpsons didn't represent an idealistic family. Curiously, the slot has now been filled actually with Baywatch Hawaii, so I'm not quite sure what that says.
All right. Thank you very much. The BBC's James Ingham in Caracas, Venezuela. Thank you, James.
No problem. Thank you.